President Obama's program to help people avoid mortgage foreclosure is off to a slow start. A new report shows that fewer than 10% of homeowners who qualify under this plan have gotten their loans modified. One group claims it has an answer. The Save the Dream Tour is traveling the country promising same-day solutions to many people who seek help. Odette Youssef of member station WABE reports from Atlanta.
2,000 people filed into Atlanta's downtown convention center on a recent morning. Some had waited overnight.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, slow it down, everybody. Slow it down, please.
The stories of how they got here were as varied as they were. For one couple, the trouble began when their adjustable interest rate rose to 8%. Another family's income fell from $200,000 a year to $20,000 when the construction industry collapsed. In a few hours, they all hoped they could walk out with a low-interest, 30-year, fixed-rate mortgage.
How many people here think it sounds too good to be true?
Yes.
You didn't raise your hand. Everybody should raise their hand.
Bruce Marks is the CEO of NACA, the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. He says 80% of the people who show up get their loans modified for free. The group restructures the existing loan by determining an affordable payment. They then get the interest rate and/or principal permanently reduced. Marks launched the 10-City Save the Dream Tour because he thinks the federal program isn't working. He says President Obama's financial incentives haven't compelled lenders or servicers to help homeowners.
We want him to adapt the NACA standard that says stop pleading, begging, and bribing these lenders and servicers. Require them to do it. Because if you don't, the job won't get done.
NACA has legally binding agreements with all the major private U.S. lenders. It got those through what Marks calls nonviolent bank terrorism, showing up at the homes of CEOs of major lenders with hordes of protesters. And it's worked. 100 representatives of these institutions travel with the tour, working out agreements on the spot. That's why Mike and Nancy Rockensteier came. Mike tells a credit counselor the details of their budget.
I'm hoping for a reduction in payment of $400 to $500 where it can be reasonable. I'm hoping to keep my home.
Mike sells TVs on commission at an electronics store, but sales have dropped and his income has been cut in half. He says he tried working it out with their lender, Bank of America, but got the runaround. As it turned out, a B of A representative here wasn't able to help him much either. Mike's loan is backed by the Federal Housing Administration, which doesn't work with NACA. About a third of homeowners who come to the Save the Dream Tour are in the same situation. Government lenders like the FHA, Freddie Mac, and the VA aren't allowed to lower their interest rates to what NACA wants. But recently, the FHA has started paying attention. Commissioner David Stevens came to the Atlanta event and says the operation is a success, but it would be hard to copy on the national level.
I think it's an outstanding model, but in the broader term, based on the 3 million or so people that are facing foreclosure, those people, you know, can't be handled in an event that handles, you know, thousands. There have to be much broader solutions.
Stevens says the Obama administration believes in working more closely with the lending institutions to solve the problem. The tour resumes next month with stops in Phoenix, California, and New York. For NPR News, I'm Odette Youssef in Atlanta.